This is Tom Rowe with the local radio news on the local radio waves for Saturday, September 20th, 2014. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. The People's Climate March is in New York City Sunday, and Democracy Now! Will have a special web-only broadcast live from the march, 10:30 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. on Sunday, September 21st, available at democracynow.org. Public News Service has this report about the march.
It is time to coincide with a meeting of world leaders at the United Nations, and this Sunday's People's Climate March is intended to send them a message on climate change. Peter Iwanowitz with Environmental Advocates of New York says the march will be the largest climate action in history. A major goal is to get those meeting at the United Nations to talk about climate change to finally start taking action on the issue.
World leaders have been wringing their hands and trying to figure out what to do about this climate crisis. And it's time for the people to sort of show up and be a part of this as well. So that's why we have the People's Climate March this Sunday in New York City.
Iwanowitz says people are even coming by the trainload from the West Coast. He'll be there bringing his entire family. In all, some 1,400 business, union, and faith groups are joining the effort. The People's Climate March gets started at 11:30 Sunday morning at Columbus Circle. Iwanowitz says while people will be marching from all around the world, he expects a good many New Yorkers to join the march, and for good reason.
New Yorkers really will be speaking loudly that New York State needs a climate action plan. Governor Cuomo needs to devise a strategy for how we're going to address climate change here in New York, how we're going to reduce pollution, how we're going to make communities more resilient to climate change. And we don't have a plan in place right now, and we desperately need one.
Iwanowitz says marchers are also supporting President Obama's proposal to have the EPA limit climate-altering coal plant pollution, which has come under heavy attack in Congress and by the industry. There is more on ways to join the effort at peoplesclimate.org. For Public News Service, I'm Mike Clifford.
In Radio Roundup, there is a Citizens Preparedness Training Program workshop at 7 p.m. Wednesday, September 24th in the Catskill High School Gymnasium with an emphasis on radio's import in an emergency. This free training course provides an introduction to responding to a natural or man-made disaster with participants advised on how to prepare for a disaster. There will be information about NY Alert, the statewide emergency alert system, as well as such sources as the emergency broadcast system. To register for the workshop, go to preparedny.gov training events or follow the link at newsroom.wgxc.org.
So much about that.
Commercial radio station WRIP in Windham broadcasts live September 20th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the opening of Tip Top Furniture's Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery in Freehold on Route 32.
So much about that.
And WGXC continues its fall radio pledge drive this week. WGXC is trying to raise $35,000 to support its operating expenses for the next six months. The number to call to make pledges is 518-697-7400 or go to WGXC.org/donate.
So much about that.
National Weather Service in Albany predicts a mostly cloudy Saturday with a high near 71 and a low around 58. Sunday there should be rain with a chance of showers after 2 p.m. through the evening, a high near 76 and a low around 52. Monday should be partly sunny with a high near 61. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acre.